it's important that the DPU send a strong message that we can and should be able to do better for ratepayers across the Commonwealth when it comes to communicating and restoring service around storms. So I think that message was sent loud and clear and has been sent several times now. And my hope is and my belief is that the response is starting to get better, but it doesn't mean we don't have more work to do. The update to our storm response law that will have an impact on how these fines are dealt with was something that I authored out of the Senate or out of the Telecom Utilities and Energy Committee. And one of the things that we heard from not only ratepayers but also from my colleagues was they thought that by not being specific in the first legislation, by not saying where the fines would be reverted to, that they would just go back to the general fund. And we thought it made all the sense in the world that the parties that have been without power, our constituents, those who have not received the service of the quality for which they should expect, be given at least some small recognition of that. So if these $24.8 million in fines hold up, and the utilities can appeal them to the Supreme Judicial Court, but if they hold up, as I believe they will, those will be rebated to the ratepayers of those utilities on a pro rata share based on the service territory that they're in. So we think it makes all the sense in the world that if the utilities don't live up to their service quality standards and they are fined under our storm response law, that those fines be sent directly back to the ratepayers.